From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and Britain have discussed imposing more sanctions on Russia, even as Ukraine's week-old ceasefire continued to teeter on the brink of collapse. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met his British counterpart, Philip Hammond, in London Saturday. Afterward, Mr. Kerry said that sanctions remain an option if Russian President Vladimir Putin continues to support Ukrainian separatists.
But I am confident that in Russia generally, there will be an increasing amount of questioning of the course that he is on. Should additional sanctions be implemented?
As Ukraine's military and the Russian-backed separatists continue to trade accusations of attacks, the two sides carried out a prisoner exchange on Saturday, as agreed to under the ceasefire. The trade was 139 Ukrainian troops for 52 rebels and took place in an area in the village of Zhulebok. Some of the soldiers freed showed signs of injury, walking with crutches to the site of the release. Meanwhile, Secretary Kerry said there are still significant gaps in negotiations on Iran's nuclear program ahead of Sunday's talks in Geneva, Switzerland. Kerry said there is a distance to travel, adding that if an agreement is not reached by the March 31st deadline, the talks will not be extended. The Geneva meeting is aimed at helping resolve ongoing technical disputes in the way of an agreement between Iran and the six world powers known as the P5+1. This is VOA News. The new U.S. Defense Secretary, Ashton Carter, says the United States is rethinking details of its counterterrorism mission in Afghanistan, including whether to slow down the withdrawal of U.S. troops. On his first trip abroad since becoming Pentagon chief earlier this week, Carter made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan on Saturday. He told reporters the United States is reassessing counterterrorism needs in the country. Mr. Carter said the issue is on the agenda when Afghan President Ashraf Ghani visits Washington next month. Carter said he was in Afghanistan to assess how to ensure long-term success of the U.S. mission there. He said U.S. President Barack Obama wants him to make his own assessment about the presence of U.S. troops in Afghanistan and has not ruled out slowing down the expected withdrawal of troops if necessary. Nigeria's military says it has reclaimed a strategic border town from the Boko Haram militant group, while other reports say the militants continued a deadly campaign elsewhere in the country's northeast. A military spokesman said government troops, backed by airstrikes, took control of the garrison town of Baga after a fierce battle late Friday. In a statement earlier Saturday, the spokesman said many militants were killed or injured in the fighting and that many drowned in Lake Chad while attempting to flee. Baga was the site of a horrific massacre of villagers at Boko Haram's hands earlier this year. An estimated 2,000 people were killed. It is located on a major supply route on the borders of Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. Gunmen have raided a South Sudanese school and kidnapped at least 89 children, according to the United Nations. The abduction took place while the students were taking exams in a school near Malakal in the north of the country. The area has become home to thousands of refugees who have fled violence in their hometowns. Somalia's government has released new details on Friday's Al-Shabaab attack on a popular hotel in Mogadishu, where at least 25 people were killed and more than 50 wounded. Somali Security Minister Abdirizak Omar Mohammed told VOA the first of two bomb blasts came from a vehicle filled with explosives parked near the mosque of Mogadishu's central hotel. He said the second was a female suicide bomber who had worked at the hotel for 8 months. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.